This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenat and today's topic is to be fearful of the past sin. The believing people should always be fearful of the sin committed in the past and should weep for them since we do not know which of our sins can bring about destructions, you know. So, like, let's take a very small example. The day-to-day life, what exactly are we doing? We wake up in the morning, you know, take a break, go to university or a college, go for work, come back. We have a routine, you know. And in the same routine, we have to keep account of our deeds. How? You know, big scholars has even says, you know, pick up a diary, start writing what kind of sins you have done. And during the weekend, start looking at your diary, you know, start thinking what exactly you have done and try to improve yourself, try to avoid yourself, you know, because we know the point that we are aware that we have angels who keep track of all our actions. And on the day of judgment, you know, these actions will be revealed. So if we are keeping track of all the actions, you know, this is really very important because usually we always remember what kind of bad things other people have done for us. But we forget, you know, we tend to forget what we have done bad to our own soul. So keeping track of all the action, for example, just a very small example. Okay, I don't offer salat, you know, regularly or take it very light. I have the habit of backbiting. I do enjoy mocking people or making fun of people. We know if we work on that, you know, if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are three stages which goes in asking for forgiveness. One is realization. We have to realize it. We have to feel guilty about it, you know, and then we have to repent. You know, we repent, we do tawbah. And by action, we have to make sure that we are working on it because the Imam has not informed us of any sin that we can ignore and remain, you know, away from the mercy of Allah. However, it is certain that the sin for which we have not repented would be sure to prevent a salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always says, repent. I love you repenting. There are many people who just says, we are sinners. We are used to this kind of sins. There's no point repenting because Allah is not going to forgive us. This is a very wronged act of a believer who does not, you know, who goes down thinking that way. So we have to be certain that Allah will forgive us, repent in front of Allah. Doesn't matter, even though you're sinning. So we must enter the domain of Allah's grace through the doors of repentance, that is tawbah. We should sincerely repent for those sins which are forgotten by us and especially seek forgiveness of those sins that we remember. So basically, we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have the habit of doing backbiting, mocking people. Please give me courage and make me realize that, you know, give me courage and strength so that I don't do it because I'm enjoying this. Asking this small supplication, dua, will be also be very beneficial for us. You know, we are asking Allah to help us to work on this. Intercession should neither raise false hope nor be a cause to be arrogant. We know the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is going to intercede for our sins on the day of judgment. But we even have to remember the point that this is a life where we are living. All actions will be recorded. After we are dead, our souls would go to Alam-e Barzakh. It's a place which is before the day of judgment. All the souls are going to reside in that barzakh. All our punishments, you know, we will be punished for all our sins. You know, especially the Shia people, all the people. So on the day of judgment, when the Holy Prophet is saying, I will intercede for you, that means we will be punished before that for the sins we have done. But because of the intercession he's talking about, we should not think, let's keep sinning and let's keep sinning. The preceding discussion has showed that the element of intercession does not become the cause of arrogance and disobedience, which means when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, I am leaving behind two things. One is the Holy Quran, one is Ahlul Bayt. What do you really mean by that? Holy Quran is a book which teaches us discipline of life, how to live the way of life. It has rules, what to do, what not to do. So we have to be obedient with whatever commands the Holy Quran has given us. And the biggest example is the Ahlul Bayt. If we follow their path, then we are going on the right path.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Fear and dread of sin is still necessary. You have to be scared. It should not be so that the person is hopeful of intercession and is negligent at the same time. Along with the hope of intercession, the fear of Allah is also a must, because fear is not contrary to intercession. The one who is hopeful of the grace and mercy of Allah may also experience fear. Otherwise, he may not be able to abstain intercession of the masters. Now, in the other words, such a person would be able to receive intercession only after being afflicted with the punishment of the grave for a long period of time. Now, keeping all these things, we have to understand the point, the Holy Prophet. He says, do not commit any kind of sins. If you commit any kinds of sin, repent, feel guilty, make du'as and work on it. Because if you do not repent and if you die in that state, you will be punished. Now, we even have to understand the point. What do you mean by Shia and what do you mean by Mohib? Like, one example is someone who just loves Ahlul Bayt, you know. And one other example is someone who really have the true qualities of Shia. This is what I'm going to talk about. The tradition regarding these subjects are based on two important points. The first is concerned with Shia and the second is admirers of the family of the Holy Prophet. The position and status of those Shias who have achieved excellence in the field of knowledge and good deeds is definitely higher. Even so, such people did not consider themselves to be fit to be called as the Shias of Ahlul Bayt. For example, you know, I would like to take an example of one of the Imam. This incident has happened. A group of people came to meet Imam, and they said, when the caretaker of the Imam, when the Ghulam of Imam opened the door, they said, can you go and inform the Imam that we are the group of Shia people who came to meet you, meet the Imam? He went and informed the Imam. Imam did not allow them to go inside. So they waited for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. They said, can you please tell the Imam that we are the lovers of Imam and we came and meet him? That's when Imam called him inside. And when these Shia people asked Imam, yeah, Imam, we love you. We are your Shias. Why didn't you invite us? Imam said, because you told me that you guys are Shias. But you guys are not Shias. You guys are just lovers of Ahlul Bayt. So this is the difference. Inshallah, I will be talking about this, the difference between Shias and lovers and admirers of Ahlul Bayt in my next episode. Thank you so much for listening to me. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need. So all I need. All I need.
Is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that.
how much you mean to me. Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.